I love my grandparents and everything, but there are a couple of things. My grandfather and my stepdad are both hard of hearing.
I've got balls of steel.
He sounds kind of like that, but anyway, right. he's got the beginning stages of, well, they're calling it dementia, but I think it might be the beginning stages of Alzheimer's. So he doesn't.
No, so he's, does he record a 20-minute podcast every day? is his not name that, Big Fatty?
Not okay. that I know of. So he's kind of annoying because he never can hear you and he can't remember anything that happened recently.
What?
So like if you eat. You know, if you eat, he can't remember that he's eaten like 20 minutes later or whatever. And it's sad, but I mean, whatever.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
He's got the beginning stages of, well, they're calling it dementia, but I think it might be the beginning stages of Alzheimer's.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1051 of the BFO for two, I say, Tuesday, the 7th of February, 2012. Y'all coming up on today's, say it with me, a little show. Yo, we've got voice letters, but it's not the voice letters you think it's going to be. Big Fatty! Hello, Moonies! Big Fatty, what the hell does that mean? Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, it's full moon today. Oh, dear Gussie, dear Gussie, dear sweet Gussie. And y'all, you know what that means, y'all. They'll be, and since it's in February, y'all, it's going, the people will be crazy with love. It'll be just crazy. Y'all, that is chicken nuggets. Yes, Big Freddy, and not the good kind. And what was I going to say? So, y'all, people are going to be crazy with love because, you know, y'all, and y'all, I want to send out a special hello to all of my straight boyfriends. Because, you know, y'all, I know they are anticipating some of that good Valentine sex. Y'all, the VD sex coming up next to, I say, Tuesday. And, y'all, let me just say, they better get it in gear if they want to get it in. Never mind, Big Fatty, we know what they want to get it in. Y'all, by the way, I listened to the halftime show. On Monday, and y'all, I didn't realize that the Faye driver had broken in, as I was reading, let me see here now, as I was reading the number one fan entries, and y'all, I just want to go back over here, because y'all, I know she would be crushed that I didn't get to read her entry, y'all, and it said, and y'all, she was in the colostomy bag. And y'all, by the way, Miss Kitty and I will be having some supper later today, and y'all, I'll have Miss Kitty verify everybody's name is in the colostomy bag, y'all, because, you know, I know there are some haters. There are haters out there that said with love. Haters said with love. And, you know, I just adore you all. But anyway, there are haters out there said with love. They'll say, oh, it's rigged. It's rigged if Gavin won it. So anyway, y'all, but Miss Bacon's entry says, Big Freddy, you know I'm the number one fan because I just can't quit you or the listeners. We are too much fun, us guys and girls. Well, there you go, y'all. So that was Miss Bacon's entry. Big Fatty, and you know Big Fatty. Y'all, by the way, I think I mentioned this on yesterday's little show, but y'all, there were 18, was it 18? I mean, where is it? Yes, there were 18 voice letters that came in between the prescribed times for the special prize. Y'all, it's a $23 prize, and the reason, and Miss Bacon came up with the rules for all of this election stuff and the call-in thing and all this kind of stuff, so y'all, I cannot be held responsible for the batshit craziness of it all. But y'all, it's a $23 prize because y'all, it was the big game 46, the Boopa Soul 46. And y'all, since the call in happened only during the first half, there's only, instead of $46, there's only a $23 prize. But y'all, I have got to go through and write down everybody's name that entered. Entered the halftime contest. So y'all, it's gonna be later in the week before I get a chance to do that. So anyway, but we will get it done. We'll get it, Big Fatty. It's not like this sitting by the post office box waiting for it to arrive. Y'all, speaking of the P.O. box. Make a wish. Now, y'all, you know I had that card still from the crazy Mexican that had him, but y'all, there were special instructions on it. And y'all, I'm going to open the card now, but y'all, I've got to read the special instructions. Y'all, first of all, it is taped up like the skull has done it. Y'all, it says on the back, and y'all, the hat M has the lovely handwriting, and it's a red envelope, and he's using the silver pen. And y'all, it says, P.S., use the Crema background music during the reading of this card, and thank ya. Okay, well, y'all, I guess we need to do this. All right, y'all. Well, I've got the scissors here to help assist me in opening the card. So, y'all, I'm just going to... Oh, gosh. I hope I didn't cut the card. Hey, Fanny. Y'all, what is that? Anyway, y'all, I may have cut the card. No? Y'all, the card is stuck. Is stuck to the envelope where he licked the envelope. Big Fatty, isn't that a tissue insert? Well, y'all, I don't know if it is or not. A tissue insert. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. It just sounds vulgar when you say it. Y'all, I don't know what that... Y'all, I'm trying to open it without destroying it. But y'all, I think that is the tissue insert. Oh, Big Freddy. Okay, and y'all, oh, dear, I see. Y'all, there's a little, oh, it's a little reindeer. Okay, that was a tissue insert. And anyway, y'all, we're just gonna look at this now. And y'all, it's a little thing with little reindeers. And it's got little sparkly stars. And oh, Oh my god. Y'all, it says Merry Crema and Happy New Year. And y'all, it is Santa Claus and the rain. No, y'all, it is the reindeer because they've all got what do you call those things? Reindeer head, those horn things. What do you call those things? Antlers, that's it, Big Freddy. Yeah, Big Freddy, they were all yelling antlers at you. But y'all, the reindeer. All the reindeer, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, y'all, the Big Freddy, spit it out! The 16 or so reindeer in the sleigh, and y'all, their heads have all been replaced with Big Fatty's head, just like Spot and Big Fatty. And it says, "Dear Big Fatty, I love so much the Crema background music that I miss it in January. Thanks, Hat." Well, Hat M, thank you so much. You've just brought Big Fatty some Crema joy.
Happy birthday,
Yeah, Gussie, y'all on this too. I say Tuesday, full moon day, y'all, the 7th of February, 1 week before the annual Valentine's sex. For me, Fanny, please, we don't need to hear about the Valentine's sex. Please move forward. But y'all, today is the celebration of exiting the birth canal for the one and only y'all, that is Larry out there in the Wenatchee, Washington, y'all, it's the apple capital of the world, it's the apple snack capital of the world, and I don't know how Larry will be celebrating, but y'all, I hope he'll be doing some bobbing for Big Fatty. I hope you're gonna say apples, because anything else would just be vulgar. Yeah, Gussie, Larry, I hope you have a good one. And y'all, I've been listening to some little shows, and y'all, I couldn't believe my ears. And y'all, you know, Big Fatty can sometimes play a few little games here and there. Big Fatty, put those scissors away and then speak into the micro hoist. But y'all, I was listening to episode 401. Of the stinky orangutans, y'all. The stenchy orangutans up there in the Chicagos. And y'all, I couldn't believe my ears. But y'all, it came directly from the ginger bear's mouth. So y'all, evidently, they have taken a new direction on that little show. Y'all, just listen to this. Listen to this.
I've heard of them. I've never listened. So I don't know. I'm sorry.
They don't have one-star reviews.
I'm really busy. I'm sorry. I'm like reading a lot on the train, so I can't listen to podcasts right now. That's sent from Rick. So thank you, Rick, for listening, and go over and leave us a 1-star review. Thank you. We appreciate it. Are you? What are you doing?
Dick, I see y'all. Did you hear that? They're now warning. They are warning people to go over and give them the 1-star reviews. Big Fatty, there's just something wrong with that boy.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Good God, were you drunk when you left that answering machine message there? You sounded like it, sweetheart. I don't have to say who I am. I'm famous. I'm more famous than you, and don't ever forget it, okay? I've seen your numbers. I've seen my numbers. There's no dispute. So we won't get it. I don't even know why I brought it up, other than the fact that everybody knows it. But I did want to say, isn't it cute that you're starting your fifth year? I'm way into my fifth year. As a matter of fact, coming up June, I'm going to be beginning my sixth year. So it's nice to help the little people, and I thought I'd give you a call. It might boost your ratings. I just wanted to say congratulations on 4 years. How long have you? Well, it seems like an eternity. However long you've been doing this, you've been doing it so well. It really is an incredible sleep aid. It's better than melatonin. It's better than Ambien. You know what? The thing about your podcast, putting us to sleep, is that after 20 minutes it's over, and so we don't have the after effects of like the Ambien pill where you get up and pee in the crisper of your refrigerator. Although after listening to your show, I want to pee in a lot of things, but that's neither here nor there. I just wanted to say congratulations, darling. You're an inspiration to all of us. You're an inspiration to die young. I don't want to be snarky, but I've been drinking. I love you more than my folks. Mean it. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is the one and only Vaughn. Yo, hey, yo. And y'all, did you notice that, you know, it sounds as if there may be a little, just a hint of snark in that. And y'all, soon after that message was delivered, Big Fatty was able to take down the whole Mevio site. And y'all, we'll talk numbers. we'll compare those numbers soon. Yes, Big Freddy, you gotta own that one. But y'all, I want to thank Levon, for taking time out of her busy drinking schedule to call in. Yes, Big Freddy, and speaking of drinking.
Hi, Big Freddy, it's the little one. Happy Friday. Timmy Sims is your number one fan. I love you, Big Fatty.
I thought you were going to change it. I thought you were going to say something else.
No, I said, hi, Big Fatty, and I love you, Fatty. And that, Timmy Sims, I love you first without a fatty.
Without a fatty?
Yes.
Oh. But you did say fatty, right?
Yes.
But we love fatty, right? What?
I'm so confused. Hi, Big Fatty. It's Kathy Bacon. Don't play this on your little show. Another fishy. Hi, Big Fatty. Tim, it's the little one. Timmy Sims is your number one fan. I love you.
I love you, Big Fatty.
I love you, Big Fatty. Now, see what it sounds like.
Yeah, Gussie Big Fatty. Yes. Y'all, that was the little one. And Timmy Sims, I think he was the instigator behind that. Y'all, there were four different phone calls from the little one and Timmy Sims, and I just put them all together there. And little one, thank you so much for calling Big Fatty. And Big Fatty, the next thing you know, somebody will call up and sing to you or something like that.
Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary, Big Fatty. Happy anniversary to you.
Big Fatty, there's no doubt it is a full damn moon. The people are just batshit crazy. But y'all, I don't know who that is. I don't know who that is. But thank you so much for your lovely vocal serenade. And you're right, Poodle Magnet. People, the full moon brings out the batshit crazies. Big Fatty, don't you know it?
I got 2, 4, 6 votes right here. Throw them in that.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, and here's the thing. Here's the thing. Miss Kathy Bacon came up with the damn rules for her call-in contest, and y'all, she broke them. She called in before the coin toss. That was a call before the contest, so coin toss. So y'all, it didn't count. So, anyway, Big Fatty, oh, dear Gussie, I am so tired of these elections.
Fellow Vulgarians, this is Joey Bukkake of Cocktails and Cream Puffs, and I hereby formally concede my candidacy for the number one fan of the BFO. I'm very proud and honored to have the privilege to have been a candidate, but now I stand behind the new number one fan for 2012, Gavin. I am proud to be a Vulgarian today and be in such a place that there is an easy transition of power without coups or wars. I reach out to my other candidates, and I say, specifically, Captain Bacon, please concede now. Let's not drag us out into a horrible recall. Hydrogen bless the fat one, and long live Bulgaria.
Damn, Gussie Big Fatty, Joey Bukkake's got it right, y'all. It's true. It's over. There will be nothing recalled except your Cheerios. Big Fatty, y'all, if it sounded like on the Monday little show that Big Fatty was drunk or was having a stroke or was just or having some sort of health problems, y'all, let me talk to my to Dr. Adam.
He's got the beginning stages of they're calling it dementia, but I think it might be the beginning stages of Alzheimer's.
Big Fatty. Yes!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.